Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Hello and welcome into the game. I'm Tyler Dreiling, joined by Mitch Fortner. We're with you until 5:30, a shortened version of the show today. K-State baseball coverage taking over at that time. First pitch from Hoagland Ballpark in Lawrence is at 6 o'clock. K-State taking on KU for a three-game rivalry series with big implications in the Big 12 standings. In today's show, Big 12 and conference realignment back in the news. As long as we try to get that out, it seems like every few months it comes crawling back into the headlines, and it did once again this week. An interesting story brewing out of Lubbock, Texas, with players departing the Texas Tech football program. They lost another one today. They have not been recruiting particularly well. And it's led me to a conclusion on comparing Cliff Kingsbury and Bill Snyder as far as their personalities and the way they go about handling their respective programs. Maybe it's not all about the glitz and glamour. Maybe Bill Snyder's way truly is the way to go about things, starting to appear that way if you're comparing it to how things are going for Cliff Kingsbury down in Lubbock. We'll get into that in the second hour, plus we will finish things off with You Can't Be Serious. If you want to give us a call today, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. You can also check out our Twitter page, at TheGameKMAN, at Mitch the Fort, at Tyler Dreiling. We'll have some time today to get into anything that you want to discuss.
I want to point out something interesting I just saw on Twitter. Okay, so like different sports, when I say different, I'm talking about like tennis, golf, rowing, maybe the collegiate sports that, you know, the thousands aren't fans aren't going out to see, so, and not as many schools do it, not as many as say football in Division One, so they will, you know, maybe take some schools from maybe outside the Big 12, bring them in just so they can have more of a competitive conference. And I just saw this tweet from K-State Rowing that came out about 3 minutes ago, and they posted a picture of all the teams competing in the Big 12 championship. And I just got a kick out of it because the teams are K-State, Texas, West Virginia, KU, Oklahoma, and then you have Old Dominion, Tennessee, and Alabama.
Yep. You didn't know that they were...
I did. It's just funny to see that picture.
Well, yeah.
Big 12 championship, and then you have an Alabama A against next to a Jayhawk.
Yeah. It's maybe... You know, maybe that's how you get your revenge on Alabama football, is by beating them in rowing or something like that. The Big 12 does it with wrestling as well. They've got, like, I think North Dakota State or South Dakota State, something like that, is in the Big 12 technically for wrestling. But, yeah, I'm seeing that on my timeline, too. That is kind of funny. I do want to start the show today, by the way, by giving a couple of shout-outs. Number one, to all of the graduates that are leaving Kansas State. Congratulations on putting in all the hard work and earning that degree. A special welcome to the families of those graduates, families and friends that are visiting us from out of town. Hope you enjoy your stay in Manhattan. It looks like the weather is very, very solid right now, so it should be a great weekend. Make sure you stay safe out there. A lot of extra traffic, a lot of extra exuberant atmosphere in Aggieville this weekend. Keep everything safe and sane and everything like that, and welcome to the Little Apple. Also, it is Mother's Day weekend. Thank you, Mom, to my mom. Mitch, you have something you want to say to your
mom? Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Thank
I'll
you.
Buy you something sometime.
Thank you, Mom.
Maybe lunch.
Thank you, moms, all the moms out there, for everything that you do, and we look forward to spending, at least hopefully most of us, we can spend our Sundays with you. All right. Now that that's out of the way, we can dig into today's show, and I want to start with the Big 12 alignment news that has been grabbing some headlines over the last couple of days. Nothing really groundbreaking here, but it is kind of exhausting that every few months something else comes up, and most of the time it has something to do with Oklahoma President David Boren, because he has had a hard time keeping his mouth shut through all of this since it started years and years ago. And that was the case this time as well. It wasn't him that was was spearheading this effort to get these headlines back. However, it was actually Paul Feinbaum, SEC network commentator, radio show host, he's pretty open about how biased he is toward the SEC. He prefers the SEC in every way, shape, and form, and has used that against the Big 12 quite a bit. But he made some headlines earlier this week when he compared the Big 12 to the Titanic. He said you can see the iceberg, and the Big 12 is the Titanic. He said, to reiterate or to bring David Boren into the discussion, he told WJOX Radio in Birmingham earlier this week, I can think of one school in the Big 12 that would like out pretty desperately, and that school is the University of Oklahoma. He also said on SiriusXM College Sports Nation, I believe very strongly that Oklahoma flat out wants out of the Big 12 as soon as it can get that door open without mortgaging its entire bank account. I don't think they want anything to do with the uncertain future of the Big 12. So with those quotes out there, of course, David Boren had to get involved. And today he commented and said he told the Tulsa World after the school's regents meeting on it was actually yesterday on Thursday, we're not desperate to go anywhere else. We're in a pretty stable position with the Big 12. He also said financially, it's not a great hardship, frankly. What we're getting per school is really not out of line with others. He finished it off by saying, it's very important to always have the possibility of making a move if you want to. The question is, are you in a conference that's going to have a chance to play for national championships and going to be in the playoffs? So that's what we are dealing with here over these past several days with these quotes coming out from Paul Feinbaum and Oklahoma President David Boren. I don't think that there's anything huge in this, but it does reiterate how unstable the Big 12 is in the perception nationally, because they just cannot stay out of the news for an extended period of time. It just keeps coming up. And I do disagree with what Paul Feinbaum said about the instability of the Big 12 right now, or Oklahoma looking to get out as soon as they can, because they could have already. They really could have left the Big 12 out to dry already. They chose not to do that and solidified the conference in the process. I disagree with how the Big 12 went about things as far as not expanding, but also choosing to start playing a championship game, which goes into effect this year, obviously. But most of this is just words, not a whole lot of substance here. It's just frustrating that it continues to be in the news every few months.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit of a headache when you hear, because I thought when you brought up Big 12 alignment, because I didn't see the story, I stayed away from it. I was going to let you surprise me with some good news, and you didn't do that. So,
what were you expecting?
Great start to a Friday, Tyler. I was expecting the Big 12 saying, okay, we're going to give it another shot at this expansion thing, which honestly, then the teams I wanted to get in last time, you're throwing your fit and you're throwing your arms in the air at that point, because you thought, okay, your shot's done, it's time to move on and play some, you know, American Athletic Conference football.
A lot of those schools invested millions and millions of dollars into putting together these promotional packages and the presentations that they gave and the travel with their school presidents and some of their regents going to Big 12 offices in Dallas and conversing with some of the leaders in the Big 12. I mean, it was a big effort that they went through. Oh, what was that, like last year, like last summer or something, that a lot of this was going on, I think. It is frustrating from their perspective. But as far as actual expansion is concerned, I don't think that we're going to be looking at anything new with that for at least the next couple of seasons, until we see if the Big 12 can actually start to consistently get a spot in the college football playoff. That's a big part of this. If the Big 12 this year, let's say either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, or for that matter, Kansas State, make it to the college football playoff this year, that's going to make it a lot less likely that the league is going to look to expand, because it will feel like it has a seat at the table as much as anybody else. But if this season no one makes it to the playoff, and let's say next season that happens again, you would be looking at one team having been in the playoff in its first, it would be 5 years in existence at that point. Then I think that we're going to see the headlines come roaring back, and you're going to see expansion on the table, because then you'll have that sample size that's big enough to determine, all right, we've played five seasons with the playoff, we've only got one team in, clearly something in our formula isn't working, and we need to try to make the conference bigger and see if that'll help.
Well, I think it would be a big help, because that's more competition.
And you've always felt that way.
Oh, absolutely. I said it as soon as this started. Houston and BYU should probably be in the Big 12. And I thought Houston's, you could call it maybe a tryout when they played Oklahoma and beat them at a neutral site. Mm-hmm. I thought, great. Because before that, before that season started, we had already been talking about expansion. The topic was already brought up. Houston was one of those teams. BYU, and I mean, we had a whole bracket. Remember, we had that whole bracket on Twitter, and BYU ended up winning it. Good job, BYU fans.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like, okay, we're set. Let's bring a couple teams in. We'll be the Big 12 again, not the basically the Big 10.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it didn't happen. And that was, I think, to me, like, if you asked me what was the most disappointing thing of this last football season, was that the Big 12 didn't expand.
Well, we'll see if it'll be a couple years before I think that is seriously revisited, but headlines like this continue to bring that to the forefront, and I think that it would be good for K-State if this actually ended up happening at some point, because of some of the reasons that Bill Snyder has pointed out. The Big 12 being in two divisions does play well for K-State, because at least if you're talking about the traditional divisions, the Big 12 North was weaker than the South. It gave K-State more of a leg up to win things that you put something in your trophy case for. You know, winning the Big 12 North is something tangible that you can raise a banner for, whatever you want to do. And I think that there would be some positive aspects of that.
But I'll mention this, though. I think the Big 12 is starting to wait too long. If they're going to do this expansion, there's been times where there has been a team in the one of the smaller conferences that has really stood out year after year, like Boise State for a while was good for a good handful of years. That would have been, even though that was a little while back, and they're still decent, I mean, that would have been a great time for them to come into a bigger conference. I don't know which one who would have brought them in, but it would have been a nice mm-hmm. move for them. And, I mean, TCU has done it. They've been good for years, and they made the move to the Big 12 at the right time. But now it's, one non-Power 5 school is getting into a New Year's Six Bowl every year, but it's always somebody different. It was Western Michigan this last year. Well, the Big 12, off that one year, isn't going to go try to hunt down Western Michigan to drag them into the Big 12.
Yeah, it's like I said, it'll probably be a couple of years before it's seriously revisited because of the fact that the Big 12 thinks that it's stable right now, but we'll see. The Big 12 really needs to get a team into the playoff either this year or next year at the very latest if they want to feel like continuing on with 10 is actually a good idea.
Let's go, Cats.
Yeah,
that's let's get us
right.
in that playoff.
Yeah, maybe. And K-State, according to some of the experts, could have a seat at that table this year. They are considered a dark horse. I've seen that description used several times for K-State. We will have to wait and see. Going to head to our first break. When we come back, you may have heard it on yesterday's show. We had USA Today senior football writer George Schroeder on to talk about his recent article about Bill Snyder and the possibility of Sean Snyder becoming the next head coach. We are going to replay that interview from yesterday, but also to lead off next segment, a little bit of, I don't want to call it breaking news because it's not really that significant, but watch list season has officially started, and yes, we have a K-State player on the first watch list announced. You'll hear who and the award coming up next on the game.